بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: احتجت الجنة والنار، فقالت النار: في الجبارون والمتكبرون، وقالت الجنة: في ضعفاء الناس ومساكينهم، فقضى الله بينهما: إنك الجنة رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء، وإنك النار عذابي يعذب بك من أشاء، ولكليكما علي ملؤها. رواه مسلم. هذا أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Jannat and Jahannam had a debate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the ability to speak. So there was this conversation between Jannat and Jahannam, and each one boasted that it was more superior or superior to the other. Jahannam said, فِيَّ الْجَبَّارُونَ وَالْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. In this narration is mentioned that Jahannam says, within me are the tyrants and the arrogant. Ulama explained that Jahannam says that it is the qahar against the a'da of Allah. Jahannam is what Allah, where Allah Ta'ala will burn his enemies. So Jahannam is proud that it will burn the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are the tyrant ones. Those who are the proud and arrogant ones. And because this has to do with pride and arrogance, that is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this particular hadith again in this chapter to show that we should have humility in us. We shouldn't have pride and arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a proud person. A proud person will be thrown into Jahannam. And Jahannam is going to devour such people. And Jannat said, فِيَّ ضُعَفَاءُ النَّاسُ مَسَاكِينُهُمْ. Within me are the poor and weak ones. Ulama explained that Jannat says, I am Daru Karama. I am the place of honor. The awliya of Allah will be in me. The friends of Allah will be in me. So Jahannam is saying that I will destroy the enemies of Allah. And Jannat is saying, I'll have all the pious, the awliya of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala then decided between the two. Allah made his nisbat to both. Allah said, Jannat, you are my mercy. And I will have mercy through you to whomsoever I wish. And O Jahannam, you are my azab, you are my punishment. And I will punish through you whosoever I wish. وَلِكِلَيْكُمَا عَلِيَّ مِلْءُهَا. And I will fill both of you. So both Jahannam and Jannat will be filled with people, with dwellers of both. Here again, the important point to understand is that we should have humility. We should, even if we are not given that type of prominence in society and not regarded to be very superior or somebody great, and maybe we are downtrodden and simple people, but these are the people who will enter Jannat. And those who are arrogant and have pride, they are the ones who go to Jahannam. Allah save us. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ينظر الله يوم القيامة إلى من جر إزاره بطرا. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said on the day of قيامة الله سبحانه وتعالى will not look at that person who drags his lower garment out of pride. علماء say he won't, Allah won't look at that person with a merciful glance. Now imagine on the day of قيامة when every person is most desirous and begging of Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmat. On that day, Allah will turn away his nigah. Allah won't look at that person with a merciful glance. Who is a person? Man jarra izarahu bataran. The one who drags the lower garment out of pride. Now this is very, very important. Our mashayikh and ulama, especially Ari Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, almost every of his bayan, he would emphasize the importance of keeping our pants and trousers above our ankles. This is for men. For women, below. But for men, they should be above the ankles. That part, مَا أَسْفَلَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ مِنَ الْإِزَارِ فِي النَّارِ. That part of the ankle which is covered by the trousers shall burn in the fire of Jahannam. Some people, they say that why are the ulama talking about all these things here? There are more important things in the world to talk about. But here Allah's Rasul is saying that you will burn in Jahannam, or that part of your leg will burn in Jahannam when you cover it and you let your garment go below the ankle. And there are many other ahadith also that say in a general way that regardless whether the person is doing it out of pride or not, still he is also guilty of the same crime and he'll also be punished. And generally a person does it out of pride. Why isn't he keeping his pants above his ankles? What people will say, I'm working in the corporate world, I'm in my office, in my factory, and I'm working with non-Muslims, and they will laugh at me, and they will see, why is his pants above his ankles? Here we have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us, what Rasulullah loves for us, we say in the time of Seerah, the Seerah Jalsa, that his way was akmal, ajmal, ashal. And this is the time now we should try and implement this. We should make every effort to implement this. In the beginning it may be difficult, but inshallah if we make some himmat, we ensure it's not only time of salat that we raise our pants above our ankles. At all times, our pants should be above the ankles. This is for men. And the next hadith says, وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يُمَا الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّهِمْ وَلَا يُنظُرُ لِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala will not talk to three types of people on the day of Qiyamah in a polite, in a kind manner. Allah will not purify them of their sins. In other words, Allah will not forgive them. And Allah will not look at them with a merciful glance. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a painful punishment. The first person, شَيْخٌ زَانٍ. An elderly man is old and still he is committing zina. Zina, whether the person is young or old, it is still haram, and both are guilty of committing the offense. But generally, an old person, he doesn't have that type of desire and shahwat a young man will have. And there is no need for him now, at this stage of his life, where he should be making Allah Allah, and secluding himself only in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he goes and commits zina. So such a person is not forgiven. And وَمَلِكٌ كَذَّابٌ. A king who is a liar. King has got everything, he's got his entire kingdom. There's no need for him to lie. But despite that, he's still lying. So such a person is not forgiven. وَعَائِلٌ مُسْتَكْبِرٌ. A person who's got a family, and he's got so many stomachs or so many mouths to feed, and people are sing to him in a very kind way, people are assisting him, but he, out of pride and arrogance, he refuses the assistance. So وَعَائِلٌ مُسْتَكْبِرٌ refers to a person who is a poor person, but he's still got pride and arrogance in him, and he refuses the assistance of any person. Such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he also, Allah ta'ala will not forgive. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal and bring humility in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashadu.